Welcome everyone to the Graps and Claps podcast, this time from the Rutland Arms in Sheffield. We've only got Shauna at the moment. Hello, Shauna.
Hello. I always have a lot to say, though, so it's okay. I can even do different voices if you want. I can pretend to be Jay.
It's a good job, it's... Shauna, because
my... Where did Martin go?
He went home.
Oh, good. You didn't say
it. It's a good job, because my voice has cracked a few times during this afternoon.
You might listen to the podcast, though. Bye, Martin.
Sheffield, you like getting here, though?
Jesus.
Fucking hell, what a dog shit trip, haven't we?
Yeah, I thought, you know, the show's really got to pull its socks up to make me feel alright after that trek. You think, oh, it's only 56 minutes away. It wasn't today. The first train was cancelled. Then the one we got on was a little bit late, and then it was an extra half an hour we stuck on it, and we stood up like sardines.
Chris and Jeff are here. Hello, Chris and Jeff. Hello. Go on, Shauna.
We're rolling.
We're live, brother.
So we got a bit late, so there was less drinking time, slash exploring time, should I say. And
that was my knee, that was.
And
a bit of extra gas out.
So, oh my God.
Go on.
We were disgruntled to begin with.
Yeah.
Getting money back.
Well, oh, that is one good thing, actually. Yeah, we got £13.50 back.
We do.
So I passed it on, as they say. What do they say? What's the term? I bought loads of merch anyway.
Yeah.
Used when we got
into Sheffield anyway, we met Chris and Martin Bushby for the tram.
Martin Bushby,
guide.
How's it going?
There we go. 15 seconds into being on the podcast, Jeff has done a Martin Bushby impression. There
I said,
you
go. Where's
if
he
you
gone?
Had that
for £2.40 on the tram anyway, so it's much better than the Metrolink.
Yes.
I will say that. So
and there's a man on there, you can bite room, you don't have to be messing around.
He's got an eagle eye, that's why I say he knows who's
shock
coming
shooter,
on.
That fella,
who's not paid and who's not paid.
And I'm
he's
sure and if someone's paid. Causing trouble, it will stop them, whereas when you're on the Metrolink in Manchester, there's
it's
scary
full of
people,
cunts, isn't it?
And there's no one to do anything about it.
And
you've got to just go, oh no,
the
I
thing
hope
was
you don't
a anomaly to me was like people press the button for the next stop. You know, like they do on the bus. But on a tram,
what?
Does it? Yeah. Thing of Iso in the Sheffield tram, nobody presses on the button to escape the stop. Does it shoot past?
Yeah, if you don't press the button,
it's a request
the door
stop, don't
your
think.
Carriage doesn't open.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That's
how it is. It's really complicated in Sheffield, isn't it? Which country
no,
are we in?
Just ring the bell when you want to get off.
So what we had to do was what we were going to do today was going around the Kelham Island area of boozers.
To the north, isn't it?
Yes.
The north of the north.
So we started off at church, the temple of fun.
But not a real
did
church.
You have fun?
Church. It's the best time I've had in church in
ages.
41
years. I'll be honest with you. I thought expensive, bit wanky place. It's one of them where trendy people go
do
to be
know?
Seen.
The owner is the lead singer of Bring Me the Horizon.
Who cares, shite?
That's not a good thing, though, is it? Always. Well,
Throne.
Do, do.
Go on, Jeff.
Yes. I thought a lovely looking place, but fucking really expensive.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah, it's fine.
Shauna.
Too much Jesus
sorry.
For me, but.
Shauna.
I had the
El Capitan.
You did?
That's it.
7.5% export stout, Chris.
Yeah, but I bought me, Shauna, a drink each, and I had a little half of a lemonade because I was having a stout, so I knew that it was going to be a bit on the throat. So, £14. I don't complain about that.
Shauna, you enjoyed this?
I heard of it the other day. Caroline went there. It has vegan food. So I thought, oh, actually, we're in this place that I heard of. But then when I was in there, I thought, there's too many children and there's too many dogs.
I wouldn't get food in it.
And then... Everywhere we tried to sit down seemed to be a problem. Where Crystal sat, there weren't enough chairs, so we were going to move to where they had these benches, but it was screwed down and you can't get into it. And we moved to a long
table.
They
were so low.
Yeah.
They're not normal. But they, Imagine a normal park bench. They were then another half foot below that.
But they were screwed to the floor and they were too close to the thing. I can never get into them things. Anyway, we found a long table with chairs, but it was up two stairs. And I said, if you come back on that chair, you'll fall down the stairs. Yeah. I don't know. It's not a big deal, but it just seemed difficult to sit down anyway.
Next up, anyway.
It was quite cute.
Next up, anyhow, the Garner's Rest. these were all pubs recommended by Martin, who lives around the area. The Garner's Rest, I will say, this is one of my pubs of the day. Love this place. Proper old-fashioned boozer. Great view. What do you think, Jeff?
Mind the dogs, Andrew. That's what I say. Mind the sausage dogs.
Yeah. You enjoy it, anyhow.
Fine,
yeah, Chris.
I thought it was a great little pub. They had a gold label in cans of gold label in the refrigerator, which is quite a throwback for me in terms of like very heavy drinkers, because that's like a good 10%, I think.
No,
7.5%. Yeah, but I mean, we had I had a nice little tipple in there, nice little view on the river.
Yeah, I was on the dark mile myself. It's cracking.
I think
pineless.
Chris was casting aspersions as he would say, "Did you go for the gold label?" I said, "No, Chris, because I'm not in Asda's."
Sean, do you enjoy this place?
Martin tricked me. I was looking at the vegan food in that place before, and it was like Sunday dinner. I thought, "Oh, it's a bit much." He said, "Oh, the sandwiches are next." I thought, "Oh, right, sandwiches." So we went there and I was like, this is not where I want to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
It was like an old man pub with a few weird ham sandwiches and sausage rolls in a little fridge.
And I've been in Leicester.
He's tricked me. Like they always do. I say, are we going to eat later? And they say yes. And then we don't. And then I'm sick.
The thing is,
get a hangover.
It's not are we going to eat later. It's you. Are you?
You make it sound like I've got like special needs. We all need to eat food or we'll die. It's you lot are weird.
Shauna,
not everyone can be sustained from beer.
Shauna, you have got special needs because you're vegan.
I'm not vegan. Anyway.
A vegetarian.
I bought some salt and vinegar crisps that were all right. But I came round to the place when we went outside. Like they say, it was like quite quirky. Weird things hanging down. What there was like a... there's like weird stained glass and there was like a
nice
canoe.
Ornaments outside.
Yeah, a canoe with a like... model thing. What are they called? Not a model. What are they called? In like a dummy shop, dummy.
Yeah.
Just like weird things like that. A mannequin. That's the word.
Yeah.
And then a view of the water. And there's a little sausage dog, which is
cute.
I said this
to Martin on the way down. I didn't realise, and I probably should have done because it's fucking obvious. Because it's a northern town that has a big history of like factories and you know that. But I was just like, oh, there's a canal system in Sheffield. Yeah. And we were just walking down and it's like, it's kind of like being in Manchester. It's kind of like, he's like, yeah, we're just like, because we've never really gone out that far.
We've never been
Sheffield,
to Kelowna,
so it's kind of like
the venues for wrestling are usually quite near to the train station.
Yeah. So we kind of gone into the sticks or whatever. So we kind of got out there and
I thought this was one of my best places.
Yeah, lovely little
day.
Spot. Nice, because today's been a nice weather day. There was a little sausage dog, which people always pop for.
Next up was the Heist Brewery Co. Jeff, expensive, you said?
Fucking hell, get your wallet out here, mate. Honest to God. I mean, a nice place.
It was a warehouse-y place,
slash place where they make the beer, etc. But my God, this was expensive. I think we had a pint of London Black from Hansmatch and Hobday.
580.
I had a
pint. Not bad, which you can pay in the.
Yeah, I had a pint of their own. A pint of their own lager, 580. But some of the stuff, fucking £13.80 a pint.
Oh my God.
You know, and the strongest stuff, don't get me wrong, which you wouldn't have in a pint in the first place. But I thought, my God. Try rum in here.
And it's Jeff saying that.
Yeah. You enjoy it, Chris?
I did. I had a pint of the Verdant for £8. It was even sharp. I've
had that before in cans.
£8.40 for a pint.
Oh, dear.
I thought it was fine. Every pint I've had today has been very good, to be fair.
Yeah.
Played a little bit of basketball in there.
The old feeling came
did
back.
You win?
Yeah, I broke the high score as well. Like literally the first game, I broke the high score. So that was fun.
It was like the days of Tall Paul in Leicester.
That's it, you know. Back in the days of Burley College Community Basketball, we just killed it. It was fun. Lovely little place. The places that Martin took us to, Bushby, I thought they were really good. Like, really, nice to get out of Sheffield.
I will say the next two are probably two of my favourites I've been to in ages.
Just a great little run.
Don't do spoilers.
Sorry for the spoiler. Shauna, anyway, you had the food.
Oh, yeah, we had the food. I was so glad to have food. I had a vegan burger, and it was nice. And the chef liked my T-shirt, I think he said.
Good stuff.
Because it's got Oscar on it. So we're going to the wrestling. He might not have said he liked my T-shirt. Yeah. I don't know. It sounded like he did. He knows we're going to the wrestling now, anyway. I don't think he was.
Next.
It's very nice, anyway.
Next up, anyway.
Very sloppy burger, though.
After Heist.
God.
I will say.
Don't like a sloppy
Chris
burger.
Wilson's Philly steak sandwich looked excellent.
The food 16 fucking pounds.
Yeah, 16 it's, quid.
This is how much things cost nowadays.
Jeff, he did say.
Packet of crisps is £9.99 usually.
If I could pay 16 quid for anything, it would have been that sandwich.
It was nice. Yeah.
Well, if he could have paid 16 quid for anything, well, he fucking did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a sandwich and shoestring fries for 16 quid, which to me irks me, but. If it was a tenner, probably fine.
Yeah. Next up, anywho, was the Kelham Island Tavern.
Yeah.
We're going to say we were fitting two pubs in like 45 minutes.
My words were, you can have a quick two or a long one.
And this was the long one, I think.
We were going to have a quick two, and everyone agreed on that, and then we had a long one.
Kelham Island Tavern. This place was fantastic.
I feel like I'm Kenneth Williams.
Jeff, this place was fantastic.
I mean, we've come all this way for a marble blackcurrant stout, but I tell you what,
best
this was
pint
probably
of day.
My best pint of the day.
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic. Oldie worldy place. Lots of new worldy beer.
About 20 on tap.
Yeah. Don't go for the keg because that's fucking looked expensive.
Yeah.
But the on tap stuff, really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
I liked it. I really liked it.
Chris.
Really enjoyed the place as well. Yeah. Nothing bad to say whatsoever. I absolutely adored the place. I think it's definitely worth your... it's out the... Pardon me. It's out of the way if you're going to Sheffield, but I think if you can make... The trek going out there, I think it should definitely be on your route.
I think one thing we'll say about today is some of these pubs we've been. I want to come back to Sheffield and Kelham Island, especially for a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. We need a longer day to get out there. It's not the sort of like there's not a vibe to the pub. It's an old man's pub, but there's good stuff on. So if you're drinking. Yeah. It's good. If you're on a day out or whatever, it's probably not the place to go.
Sean, you had a good taste in cider here, didn't you?
I always do. Yeah. Yes, I said, what ciders have you got? Like I do. And he said, a red grape, still cider. Oh, I've read grape cider. I've never heard of such a thing. I'll have one of those, please. Very nice. It was a bit tart. It was nice. The barman was nice and friendly. Yeah. Here you go, darling. It was a young boy, though.
You want
that.
To receive my...
Usually it's an old one, isn't it? But we are in the north. But it was... it had a few bits of dog and cat decor, didn't it, in there?
Yeah.
No.
Walls looked like they were smeared with vanilla ice cream. It was a shade of yellow. It was a bit retro. But...
It is a cat manifest.
I would not have thought to go in there, but, you know, Martin knows
cracking
the place.
Cracking
He's
place
our tour guide. It was nice to go, yeah. It was a variety, wasn't it, that we had. Nice.
One place that Shauna and Chris Wilson didn't go was the Shakespeare, which we had a quick pint in there for about 10 minutes.
10 seconds.
Verdant de Blecker.
When we said there's going to be a quick two or a long one, we had a long one and then a very short two for certain people of certain drinking persuasions.
honestly, being in here for 10 minutes was great.
I'd have liked to... I mean, everywhere we've been today, to be honest, I'd have quite liked to spend a bit more time. Yeah. So these are much more the places in Sheffield that I would be going to as opposed to the places we've been to previously in Sheffield.
Yeah, near the centre. And
just get out of Sheffield, get on the tram and just like go somewhere better than the middle of Sheffield. As opposed to like fucking giant Wetherspoons and anything near the Crucible. Just get on the tram, go up to Infirmary Road and you're well away.
Yeah. It was cracking as well, Jeff, for about 10 minutes. Jeff.
Same as Chris said, I think... I'd have enjoyed just staying there for the afternoon.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just fuck the wrestling off.
No!
I mean, the wrestling's been fine, but previous times when we've been to Sheffield for wrestling, and at this point we're probably getting towards double digits in terms of times we've been here, it feels like Sheffield's quite a chore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind travelling for wrestling, particularly when it's Rev Pro or back in the day when it was Progress. There were good days out so that you would... take on the hit in terms of going to kind of adequate pubs, but
going up that
wrestling
end is...
isn't that great anymore.
Yeah.
So I need a bit more to shows.
Yeah.
So being able to know that Sheffield has places that are worth going to.
Yeah.
Makes it easy to say let's go to Sheffield
for a day out. Yeah.
So it's a boon in that sort of thing where I'm just being able to say. And we go to Sheffield and it's a good day out and then we can see some wrestling afterwards.
Yeah.
Because the wrestling in Sheffield has been middling to a decline ever since. And but we'll get into the wrestling once we get into it. But it's that sort of thing. Like, it's not a place you go to because there's anything else to do. It's a place where you have to come to because that's where the wrestling is, if that makes sense.
Whereas now, like...
Now that we've kind of gone a bit further in and we've realised that Sheffield has a fucking tram stop and all this sort of stuff, we can kind of spread our wings a little bit, so... Yeah.
Shall we get into the show anyway?
No.
8:11, Jeff. So we got plenty of time to get into the first match of the afternoon, which was Shauna's favourite, Oscar Loiber, not Lube.
Yes.
Versus
Oscar Lube.
Versus the contender, the former contender, David Francisco. We'll have quick thoughts on these matches anyhow. Shauna, let's go to you first.
I was right to not go to that pub. I didn't want to miss Oscar's match. You think, oh, it's probably not that far away. I'm not missing this match again.
Did you enjoy the match?
Of course I did.
Because Oscar was
Did they announce him as the Big Schnitzel? Or did
they
give him
that?
Oh, Big Schnitzel. I was too distracted. Yeah.
Well,
it'll tie you in
knots.
It's
a big schnitz.
Well, you know what I'll say? I say enough about Oscar, but... I often have things to say about the
contenders,
the young
division.
Little boy contenders.
32-year-old David Francisco, do you know?
I was pleasantly surprised actually this time.
Yeah.
That he had his own outfit on.
He's not a young boy anymore.
He looked terrible, but you know he had his own personality. He was getting his personality across as a baddie, but you know he was getting it across.
Yeah.
So in conclusion. He was getting it across.
Yes.
He was.
But Oscar should have won. Next time, Oscar.
Chris,
beat him,
any thoughts?
I didn't really see much, to be honest. So.
Jeff, any thoughts?
Oscar's
big.
Oscar was a better wrestler. David Francisco won on his...
cheating.
50th birthday. You know, gotta give him a win.
But it's quite a good way to get the crowd excited, having Oscar out first, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I suppose. It was a dichotomy for me. Big words.
Big words.
Oscar should have won, but obviously David Francisco did. He's not a contender anymore.
It's one of those things where Oscar should win more matches because he's clearly the guy that's going to be very good.
Yeah.
But they have to put over their own guy because he's
their
own guy.
He's the people's champion.
It's a weird one with the Rev Pro guys because at some point you just think they should cut bait with a lot of their terrible wrestlers, but they do just keep
on
pushing them.
They could say, we had to sort him out.
Christopher!
He's sleeping with the fishes.
We'll never get it through the door again with your fucking optics.
Shall we get on? Anyway, Francisco won with feet on the ropes. Next up, match number two, surprise. Which was night.
How's match number two number a surprise? It's a women's match. Of course, it's going to be number two.
Sadly, it is.
What's
on,
next?
On
it's,
Brit
oh,
Rest
it's a women's
show.
Match. Oh, of course, it is. Fucking
sadly,
hell.
It is on a Brit Rest show. They've got to change up this shit. Anyway, Nightshade, Lampshade, which supposedly took off Andy Quilden on commentary, which. I love that.
Yeah, apparently we threw Andy Quilden off his regular kilter by and he called Nightshade Lampshade during the show.
This is Lucia Lee, so you better say good stuff. So, Jeff.
She'll be listening.
Plodding as fuck. You're telling me Nightshade is the next RevPro number one women's contender and it just fucking dragged for me.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Sorry, both girls, but if I'm looking for somebody who's like impresses me and just knocks it out of the park, and this just, honest to God, between the pair of them, it just fucking dragged like fuck.
Yeah.
Danny Lou's going to smash her. If there's any justice in the world, like Lamar said, I'm going to. She's gonna piss it. She's gonna wipe the fucking floor with it.
It did.
When you finish fucking pinching each other, you two fucking idiots.
Tell him to shut up.
It wasn't the best. It just.
No.
And if it, this is a presentation of your number one contender, you know, etc.
I believe Shauna's ready to pop right now.
Better than the main event.
I mean that.
Chris.
I like a powerful wrestler, and Lampshade/Nightshade is a nice powerful wrestler. I've always liked Nightshade.
Yeah.
Not in the fringes.
It's not about liking it, Shauna. It's like. She is the number one contender for
She was powerful. I believed it.
I would say...
Nah.
You don't want to mess with her. Believe it. Okay. I was engaged watching it.
I would say the match went too long in terms of being able to put
is
her over.
Is that a Red Pro problem?
I don't know. Are you just going to talk over me every time I start?
No, I was going to ask
it's
that.
It's what he does normally.
No, I was going to... Chris, I was going to ask that. Is that
yeah, I've not finished the sentence.
Is that a Red Pro problem?
Yes, they don't know how to build up heel challenges. That's it's a massive Red Pro problem. I think it's a massive issue that Andy Corden has in terms that he doesn't know how to book wrestlers in... how do I say it?
Are you running out of words, Chris?
Am I? Yeah, possibly. Yeah, I just have no words anymore. There's a weird thing where he just feels that the longer the match goes, the better the opponents look, and it doesn't work that way. And I feel that he does that for both genders, all genders.
Yeah.
And it's a difficulty that they have where they just can't get out of their own feet a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's a detriment.
Yeah. Yes. Realistically, and I first of all, I want to say Lucia Lee looks so much better than the last time I've ever seen her. She looked fucking brilliant in terms of where I've seen her before and where she is right now. I think she's so leagues ahead of that sort
leagues
of stuff.
Leagues and bounds, yeah.
She should have walked out and got fucking beat in 30 seconds.
Mm. Yeah.
There's no reason.
No, Shane should have beat her in two or three minutes.
Yeah,
if it went that long, it was too long. Like, for me, like, just walked out, get beaten, champs ready, like, you know.
You don't need to do 10 pins.
Your massive heel is ready for you, fucking Alex Windsor, whenever you're coming back
from
America.
Do they use these wrestlers at all? Or?
What?
Nightshade attacked
Windsor at the last show.
No, right. Luna, weren't it?
Oh, Luna.
Danny Luna, yeah.
So, yeah, they really need to build her up.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But the match went too long. It's just... Oh, we've got this person on the show, so we need to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, you don't need to do X, Y, and Z. You need to get one person... You can't get everybody over. You can't make everybody happy at the same time. One wrestler has to be over and it should have been Nightshade, and she should have won in 30 seconds, and that's it.
Yeah.
They should have had another women's match that went a bit longer. That, you know, without getting into like a bigger spectrum, but if you're making me believe that your biggest issue right now for the women's champion is this massive ginger lass that's coming in and she's very angry, then fucking make me believe that she's the fucking biggest issue that you've got on the show. But you can't have a go 50-50 with Lucia Lee and then tell me, oh, she might be an issue for Alex Windsor, she might be an issue for Dana Luna. Well, she's not going to be, is she? Because she can't fucking beat Lucia Lee inside 15 minutes. Let's get something going.
It was too much parity booking, wasn't it? Everybody wants to be a winner.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't be that. So you should have seen Nightshade just plowing through Lucia Lee.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, she's coming back. You know, she's better in shape. You know, she's feels like she's a better wrestler in this. And then the person what you're having the booking at the top is Nightshade. She just should have played through 5-10 minutes, boom, done. And that's it. You know, and build her up as a credible challenger. I thought this match didn't present that.
No. Not at all. I think
the booking hurt it, didn't it?
But it's consistent with the way Quilden books.
Correct.
Like, it's an issue that they have. And I don't think it's an issue that Quilden realises that he has.
Yeah.
I think... you can get into it later on, but I don't think Quilden realises the stars that he has. And he wants to book the people that he thinks are stars, which is two different bits. It just hits each other in the wrong ways. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. So Nightshade won in an elongated squash. Went on too long for this, to be honest. Next up, Will Caven versus Zosé from Spain. Jeff?
Zosé.
You enjoy him?
Zosé. Honest to God, the biggest face on this fucking show was Zosé.
Charlie Dempsey, but in Spain.
I'm not even going Charlie Dempsey. He was just fucking fantastic, wasn't he? He reacted to the crowd and everything. The first time I ever seen him, I fucking loved him.
Loved him, yeah.
I love this guy. I would love to see him a lot more. He went over, you know, like he should. Because obviously, how he did with Michael Oku. And they're going to have the match at...
No, they've had the match at Stevenage and they lost.
I regress.
Yeah, Stevenage, the massive, B-town that there is.
The massive B-town there is, Southside B-town. But honest to God, he was fucking excellent. Book him everywhere. He's the fucking shit.
Yeah. Chris?
Yeah?
Shauna.
I'd heard he was good. I'd not seen him yet. His music came on, I was like, I'm not sure about this music.
It's good music,
but no,
though,
it's
it?
Not. It seems a bit weird.
Techno.
But he came out of the curtain and I thought, oh my God, I forgot people have abs sometimes. he's in good nick.
Yeah.
But straight away, he just was jumping over the railing, getting in with the crowd. And I was like, oh, he's such a big baby face. And people were just loving him.
Mm.
But then he's got his cute face and his curly hair and his abs. But like, then he was wrestling and he was really, really good. He's like, wow, who's this guy?
Fucking hell.
Because I watched quite a bit of European wrestling, but I didn't know him. And I'm thinking, why is he not more in other places in Europe? But, I'd really like to see him again.
Yeah.
Really good. The crowd was really behind him, weren't they?
Yeah. Chris?
There's a very interesting thing when people who've watched a lot of wrestling, regardless of who you think they are and how much you think they know, but we go to a lot of shows and we can watch one person have a match and figure out that they're really good. And everybody I know that I respect the opinion of has said that he is so good.
Yeah.
The first time they've watched him wrestle. It's ridiculous how people are saying that he is everything. Like, people went to Barcelona, Gadge, Ian, people have gone there and said, oh yeah, there's a reason that they had him in the match with Oku and had him win and then they brought him over this and then people watched him in Stevenage and have come back with the exact same. And then we've all said it today. And then other people that we've never met before. Well, yeah. There's people that we've not known before that have been to the show today, and we were speaking to them, and they were like, he is really, like, yeah. You don't need to know a lot about wrestling to know that he is so good at wrestling. Yeah. And it's ridiculous, like, how quickly everybody knows that he is so much better at wrestling than
everyone else.
So many other people. And I don't quite understand it. It's one of those bizarre things where you just kind of like, watching somebody wrestle, you're just kind of like, this guy is so good. That, I mean, there are people that I can think of in that sort of league. I mean, a couple of them are probably people non-gratis that you say about anymore. But like, there are people that he's just like so good.
Yeah.
And like, as a wrestler, I was just kind of like,
apart, doesn't he? You don't even have to be great, though. That could like, that is someone who should be booked a lot. Hopefully, he'll be over here more, won't he?
If he's not the main guy within a year or so, like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, the guy is so good at
what are people doing?
Where's he been? Like, how's he not?
Spain.
Has he? Yeah, Spain, yeah.
But yeah, well done.
How's he not been on shows
to Ebro for absolutely ridiculous. Putting him on again?
Yeah.
And
I bet Andy Quilden's going, like,
yeah, exactly.
Fucking gold,
isn't
it?
Absolutely ridiculous.
That's
how
what I
good
want
that.
To see. A different mix of wrestlers wrestling,
and it's one of those things, particularly with and we'll get onto him a little later, but like Mike D, you got Zazaya, it's like those sort of people, just like this one particularly is amazing. Like,
the fucking in your palm of your hand,
it's so, like, he was so good in this match. The match itself was very good.
It was fine.
I saw the one from Barcelona, him versus Oku. I thought that was great. I've not seen the one from Stevenage yet. But, this guy should be on every RevPro show. Get rid of Connor Mills. Get rid of Will Caven. Just bring this guy in.
Zoltair, anyway, won this match.
We had some good chance for him as well. That was good.
Dr. Zayas.
Oh, Dr. Zayas.
I think we need to work on it, though.
Yeah, we need
It is quite a difficult one, though.
Next up was Ethan Allen's segment, which, you know, good to see Ethan. I don't like to talk much. Fuck off. You're the gobby one out of the Young Guns. it's like going on. He said, me comeback match is May 12th at Copper Box. I was like, oh, bloody hell, I've got to pay 100 quid on the train.
Oh, no.
I'm not.
That was so reminiscent of something else where it was like...
A progress. You got to see this match at Milton Keynes.
It was, weren't it? It was just like... And the big Mancunian babyface, the big comeback match... And it's in fucking London. Give me a fucking break.
So,
honestly, piss me off now.
Yeah.
It pissed me off. Not for Ethan, but just the booking of it. Just like, come on.
Why couldn't you do it here?
He's not just a Manchester guy, though. He is a big, beloved guy in Europe and the UK, isn't he? So, he's got big fans there as well. So, you know, he will get a really good reception. But
sorry,
it's
Shauna.
A shame. No, I agree, but he isn't just our guy.
He's a guy.
Yeah,
No. Shall we quickly move
anyway, on? Anyway, moving on.
Quickly move on to the halftime main event, which was a bit of a non-event, I will say, this tag match, which was Connor Mills interrupted, which is going to be Ethan Allen's opponent in London. But it was a tag match, JJ Gale, who has a great theme tune but got no reaction in Sheffield, which was a shame. Getting twatted by Connor Mills and Chris Ridgeway, and then Robbie X come out of nowhere, did a dive, and then set up the tag match, JJ and Robbie versus Connor Mills and Chris Ridgeway. Jeff, quick thoughts. It was a nothing match.
It was a nothing match, it was fine. JJ Gale. He did nothing in this match.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing in this match. Robbie X took all the fucking shite, didn't he? And Julie got fucking pinned.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Sean?
I quite liked it. I like that it kind of just got underway after Ethan was out there and it all started rather than, oh, we've got the theme tune, we've got another theme tune, another theme tune, and another theme tune for tag teams that aren't tag teams. And it was all quite exciting. And I quite liked it. But yeah, I've not seen that much of JJ Gale. He looks like a wrestler. sounds like a wrestler, but does he quack like a wrestler? But yeah, he was all right. He's quite. But to me, it wasn't. He's not. He's not shown me the je ne sais quoi yet.
Oh, old French,
but,
eh?
But I know people do like him. But I'm more interested in Robbie Yates.
Yeah.
But
he loses too much, to be honest.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it overall. This much.
Well, moving on.
Moving on. Half-time break was had. Had a good chat with everyone. Davey. Good to see him back again from America. And moving on to Kushida, who's had his same gimmick for the last 15 years. This is Jordan Breaks. Shauna.
I thought, oh, Kushida, I used to really like him. And I thought, what the hell kind of haircut's that? Does he need a stupid haircut like that? Isn't that for, like, the newbies who need to get noticed?
He did, yeah.
It was very terrible. You're meant to have a stupid haircut as a wrestler, I think, but I don't think he needs to. He's got to go about his daily life with that haircut.
Yeah.
To be honest with you guys, second best match of the night.
Yeah, no, it was excellent.
It was fucking excellent. I really love this Kushida. You know, people shit on him, he's going through the motions, etc. Every match he does, Jordan Breaks.
My voice went to you.
Jordan Breaks. Breaks, Jordan Breaks. Fucking fantastic. I really, really like this match. The counter rolls, Jordan Breaks, he loves his counter roll wrestling, proper British style wrestling.
My dad would love this match.
Yes, and I think Kushida was right up there with him. I really Shit result, I know, but this was a fucking cracker of a match.
Yeah.
People might not like it in some respects, but I did. Fucking great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it as well. Yeah, I've not seen that much of Jordan Breaks, but yeah, very good, very good.
Oh, bloody hell, here he is. He's like one of them German pint holders.
Pint holders?
Oh, that's what they call me, a German pint holder.
Don't drip it on your white T-shirt. Oh, my God.
Guten Abend.
Cheers, Chris. We're on the Kushida and Jordan Breaks.
Fuck me. I'm sure the rest of the show was fine.
You enjoy that?
Let me sit down. Fucking hell. What's everybody else's? Look, I love Jordan Breaks and I love Kushida.
We don't see him enough.
What did you think of
this end?
Hair?
The what?
Kushida's hair, what did you think of that?
I thought it was a little he had a little Adidas stripe going on.
Yeah,
Chris,
a weird ponytail, and then it was shaved, and then it was stripy around his neck.
Chris, I was going to say about Jordan Breaks, we don't see him up this ends enough.
No, I don't think so. I really like him. He's the sort of wrestler that I would very much have in my promotion as a featured guy. I think he's has a very interesting idea of what wrestling should be, and I think that that should be explored a lot more in the similar way that Zach used to have that ability to be able to work in that way. I thought him and Kushida was a very interesting matchup. I enjoyed what they did in the match itself. It was a little heatless, but that's an
issue.
I think
people got into it.
I think at the start that. Pardon me. I think the issue, it's an issue RevPro have throughout their shows. Because they book Sheffield so poorly, nobody really gets into things. But, yeah.
Depends who it is. Would you say?
Who would you say is getting a great reaction because of the way RevPro book them, as opposed to who do you think isn't getting
Not to blow our own fucking horn, but I think there's not many getting across here.
Well, you've not said anything whatsoever with those words there, Andrew.
What Chris was saying was, anybody getting over at a Sheffield Rep Pro show?
No.
So
you're agreeing with me completely?
No, I'm agreeing with you there, yeah. Chris.
But it was quite full, wasn't it? It was pretty much full.
Yes, but most...
And last time it was. And it seems like they're coming to Sheffield more often, so they probably think, well, whatever we do, people will just turn up.
Yeah.
We might get into it now, but I have a lot of issues with the way that RevPro book Sheffield, and
they should book more early.
They should. learn how to book for the most part in terms of being able to book a far out territory. But,
yeah, but is there any of a wrestling on here? On Much Wrestling? People will just go to it, I think. I think they don't need to bother.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. To be honest, a lot what runs Sheffield at the moment are shit ass promotions and Red Pro.
And they always have been.
The guy I was sat next to, he'd never been to a Red Pro show before. He used to live in Japan, he said, so he probably left for the Japanese.
You came for
wrestlers.
Seki.
But, yeah, I don't recognise a lot of the people, so like.
I don't think they book. Well, outside of York Hall, I think Rev Pro are terrible in terms of being able to book places. And it hurts me because I love Rev Pro. It's the best promotion in the country. I love Quilden. I've known him as a person since fucking 2005, when he used to be a referee in IPW or whatever. I've like, spoken to him for a long time, but I think he books terribly. I think the promotion is really bad, and I
away from York Hall and 229, isn't
it? It's the best of a bad lot.
Yeah.
And is that it's not great. Like, I spend so much money going to fucking London to watch his shows at fucking York Hall, and I come away half satisfied most of the time.
Hello, my friend, we meet again.
Anyway,
I come all the way to Sheffield and watch a show, and it's decent, but it's not great because it's half a handshake. Manchester's dog shit because he doesn't believe in it. Fucking Stevenage. No one wants to go to fucking Stevenage. Puts on a show in Southampton. Fucking Gadge can go there and nobody else. Like, what are we doing right now? Like, you're meant to be the best promotion in the country right now.
Yeah.
And half the time, you can't get anything out of them. Because it's terrible. Like,
I fucking want... I want more out of Red Pro, and I love them.
I want so much more out of Red Pro.
I want more, like James Mason says.
Yeah, like James Mason says, we want more. But it's just... It's just not there. Like, the shows are good, but they just don't put the effort in.
Chris, and that's what are they stuck with the venues what they've got, and they've got with through Southside?
This is the best venue in the north that they'll ever have.
Yeah.
Manchester, they won't get a better venue than this. At the price point and the whatever, everything else. This is the best venue they'll get in the north.
And
they
we can travel. People will
like
travel
a fucking
to it.
And we'll travel.
That you
it's
don't
a
like.
Quite good place to go
absolute,
for the day, Sheffield.
It is an absolute afterthought.
Accessible.
And it hurts so badly to be like, yeah, we're the second thought that you've got after fucking Stevenage. Like, come on. Like, you're like, oh yeah, we'll book your second match for Oscar or your second match for the Japanese guy here, and we'll announce it 2 days before. Yeah. Here's what I'm telling you 2 days before. Go fuck
yourself. People have other
I've
plans.
Got fucking something else to do
it's
2 days before.
It's too late at that point, isn't it?
Like, it's ridiculous. Like,
I was waiting
on.
For Oscar to be announced. I bought my ticket.
It's mad. Like, Sheffield is a great thing. Like, it's not even our ends of the north.
It's
like,
not. We'll
not
travel
really
for Red Pro.
Yeah, like, we travel to go to Red Pro.
But it's
but
not
it
round
feels
the
like
corner.
You're the redheads of stepchild of being a Red Pro fan because we're so far north that it doesn't matter.
That'll
and you'll
do.
Come to anything because fucking Breed used to be here and fucking Tidal doesn't know their arse from their elbow.
Southside,
fucking Future
here.
Shot can suck my dick. And it's just like, oh yeah, here we go. Rev Pro's here. Brilliant. I don't care. Like, it's so difficult to get invested in a promotion when they don't care about you. And that's the issue with Refra. I mean, it's just like, we want to like Oku as the champion of England, the champion of Europe, the champion of whatever. And you want to be on board with that sort of thing. You get to see Oscar, you get to see all these guys come in. But they treat it as such an afterthought that it doesn't matter. And that's the issue. It's like, right,
that should be... an appointment we make. Oh my god, all these great wrestlers, but like, oh sorry, I've got a cat show to go to. We have
that's
things
thing.
To do.
Like, I want to like wrestling. And I mean I've fucking 25 years in at this point. I've got nothing else to do.
I can't
support Blackburn anymore because we're fucking dog shit. We lost 3-1 to fucking Sheffield Wednesday today or whatever. But I want to like wrestling, but
they make it so hard to beat. Like, the reason why Progress was so successful is because we all liked wrestling.
Yeah.
And they put wrestling on that we could all like.
Manchester shows were great. But even they got into fucking a fog where...
Oh, they went up they went up their own ass a long time ago.
Yeah.
Progress is the one that I want to... RevPro is the one that I want to like.
Yeah.
But they don't give you the opportunity to like them. And that's the issue.
Yeah.
They want to put on a pro wrestling show, which is perfectly fine. They want to be New Japan in England or New Japan in Europe, which is perfectly fine. But I just feel that they don't give you, as a person that buys into it, the opportunity to be the person that gets something out of it.
Correct. And that's the issue. Shall we move on anyway? Second to last was RKJ and Mike D.
Yeah, sorry. Which match were we talking about, by the way?
Kushida and Jordan Breaks.
Oh, perfectly fine. I really enjoyed that match. And I went off on a different rack completely.
No, boys, right. He's right, old Chris. To be honest, a lot of people feel like that.
But Jordan Breaks Kushida is a match that I would book everywhere that I have the pen. I think that it was really good, and you should book them all places. Jordan Breaks should be getting booked in a lot more places. I really like, he should be a guy that's national, but he's probably not. Kushida, always good. Like, how can you not like him?
So we'll get through these matches in under 10 minutes anyway. RKJ, Mike D.
Date night.
This was my match of the fucking night.
Yeah.
Absolute fucking big banger of it, a match. You know, knocking seven bells out of each other. You know, the near falls, the maneuvers, what they did on each other. This was fucking excellent, Andrew.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking banger of a match. Everybody should see this on RevPro on demand, because even though Mike D lost, because we know parity booking it, etc., etc., he's a fucking star, that lad. Absolute fucking star. He should be everywhere. RKJ beat him. I don't mind that. But Mike D, oh, bloody hell. He's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. About 8 minutes now. Shauna, quickly, this match.
My main event as well.
Well, we got to get over to the train.
Yeah, my main event as well.
No, he hasn't.
I was very excited to see Mike DiVecchio, the Belgian War Machine.
No, don't want to
do that. He debuted for RevPro at the Rumble, and people were really into him. He's been on a few shows since, and people are loving him. He was against RKJ. RKJ at the end was saying what we were all thinking. He needs to be on every show, every RevPro show. We were so into him. He just looks
the fucking power.
The biz.
Yeah.
Very charismatic. He looks the business. He's got fantastic body, and he fantastic and moves.
Fantastic body.
He's got that rah. He's, you know, great. Puts people to shame. Like we say, get rid of a lot of the British guys, bring more of the European guys in.
Yeah, Chris, quickly.
I really like Mike D. I think he's a great middleweight wrestler, isn't he? Sort of like heavyweight, getting towards that end. My favourite bit is when RKJ thinks he's going to be the babyface and everyone's not on board with that, and he gets so annoyed that he starts actually wrestling really well.
Yeah.
Like, the best part you can get out of RKJ is him not... he thinks he's going to be the babyface, and everyone, he just gets so pissed off, and he wrestles really well out of it. He's like, he wrestles in spite of himself, and it's brilliant. They knocked a couple of bells out of each other, and then they had a good match. I'd have probably put the other guy over, but yeah.
For me, match of the night.
Yeah.
Fucking Mike D got over so well with the Sheffield crowd. It was great to see.
I mean, it was never
going to win, but fuck me, it was just great to see.
I said this coming out of Carrot. He was the guy that I thought would be the person that would wrestle Oaken.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he would, like, take him out of the Rumble or whatever. Like, he's a guy that I don't know much about Andy Q, but like, I assume in my head that he's the guy that Andy Q would
like as a wrestler.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's why he's there.
So, RKJ won with the muscle buster in a banger. Get Mike back. That's all I put.
Yeah.
Next up, main event anyway, Michael Oku versus Seiki Yoshiaki. What do you think of this one, Jeff?
This was a cracker of a main event. It's alright, Oku, we know how he plays, but Yoshiaki, what a fucking fantastic wrestler he is. I was really, really fucking impressed.
Enjoy it overall?
You're alright.
I had a piss break and nearly fell asleep.
You can't have a piss break, you're a lady.
It's
she's pissing all over.
Why is it, why now we play? Shouldn't be playing, it's fucking wrestling, get serious, have a fight. I'm not into my bloking. Other people are, not for me. He seems a nice guy, not for me. I look forward to Luke being the new champion.
Yeah. Chris, quickly.
It felt like a good WrestleMania weekend match.
Agreed.
There was no proper heat. There was no anything you're worrying about. It was just two guys having a good match.
And we go.
It was hard after the match that had been before, especially,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I think my D and RKJ's the one everyone was talking
gonna
about.
They're going to go away with tonight going, that was fucking real, brilliant. Michael Oku, I'd like to follow on it.
He's an I'd like to follow.
So there you go. That's a Red Pro live in Sheffield. Cheers, Jeff.
All right, mate.
Cheers. Line A.
Good Auburn.
Great conversation about Red Pro's book in there.
What?
Cheers, Shauna.
What?
Goodbye. For now.
Guten Abend, auf die Fresse, Mike Di Vecchio.
Again.
Booking.
Guten Night.
Bye.